Thank you. We can continue that discussion during my question and answer period if you'd like. So I'm an epidemiologist and a certified ergonomist at NIOSH in Cincinnati, working with the Center for Workers' Compensation Studies there, and I'm going to present some information on workers' compensation claims by industry sector and causation for a 10-year period of time in Ohio. I'm going to start off with my acknowledgments because this has been such a huge effort by so many people at NIOSH and at the Bureau of Workers' Compensation in Ohio. It's taken years for us to get to this point to present this data to you today, so I'm really excited. So I'm going to discuss a little bit of background, some specifics about Ohio and how, and our, I'm going to kind of gloss over the methods because there's a lot, I could spend an hour talking about the methods alone, and we have like 4 recorded webinars on that topic. And then I'm going to give results by causation and have a short discussion, and I can try to speed through some of this to address the questions the gentleman from New Mexico was talking about, which can really apply to any workers' compensation study. So, as you may or may not know, Ohio is one of 4 states that's an exclusive provider of workers' compensation study, workers' compensation insurance. So all employers with under 500 employees must be insured by the state of Ohio. So it's a great surveillance system. Washington State is similar. They've been doing so much with their data for many years. In Ohio, there's over 250,000 workers' comp policyholders, and they insure 2/3 of all Ohio workers. So the collaboration between NIOSH, Center for Workers' Compensation Studies, and the Ohio Bureau of Workers' Compensation, or BWC, has several different goals. The center itself was established about 2 years ago. It's our birthday. And our purpose is to use workers' compensation data and systems to improve workplace safety and health, and to collaborate with many different partners, including states, to encourage them to use their workers' comp study data, workers' comp data as well. The BWC data provides timely, detailed, systematic surveillance data that can be used to target prevention efforts and encourage, and in Ohio, which we'll see in a second. In addition, the Ohio employers themselves can use their workers' compensation data as a benchmarking tool, comparing themselves to other peers based on their size and industry to see how they size up. And each employer's specific workers' compensation data can be used to develop data-driven plans for prevention and care. So the NIOSH workers' compensation trending methods. We used denominator data from the state unemployment insurance. It's a very complicated method that we took years to develop, but are willing to, we have coefficients we can share, etc. The methods we're going to share. So we have the NAICS code for all the policies, and we have the average annual number of employees at each employer. And then the policies are either classified as BWC insured or self-insured. And then for the BWC insured ones, we have single location employers and multi-location employers and private and public. So this presentation is focused on single location, privately owned establishments insured by BWC, which tends to focus on smaller employers. So the data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics Productivity and Cost Survey were used to adjust the unemployment data because the unemployment data is number of employees, not number of full-time employees. So we have a coefficient that we multiply to figure out what the estimated number of FTEs is for each policyholder. And then for this project, we had the main goal was to do surveillance of musculoskeletal disorders caused by ergonomic hazards and slip, trips, and falls. But there was no causation coding in the BWC data prior to 2007. So we developed an auto-coding system. And we had 1.4 million claims, a little more than Mark. So manually coding all of them was impractical. So we've done a couple webinars on the topic of auto-coding. We use the methods developed at Liberty Mutual, Purdue University, BLS, and we've been collaborating with all of them to develop different text mining approaches. We've recently improved our tool and have a new publication that should be coming out that does more detailed causation coding. If you're interested, you can watch one of these webinars. So the nice thing about the Ohio data is that we actually have diagnosis codes. It's not just information from the first report of injury. So the autocoder uses both the claim narrative information that Mark was discussing in addition to a diagnosis code in order to select one of the three causation categories. And the approach is fast, accurate, and reliable, and it codes three different causation types that are mutually exclusive: ergonomic, slip, trip, fall, and other. But as I said, we're adding more causes in the future. And if you want a free copy of the SAS code with our coefficients, then you can send us an email. So I'm going to really be very clear about what our case definitions are for these three different mutually exclusive categories, because there can be a lot of confusion on this. And we're calling musculoskeletal disorders that are caused by one or more ergonomic risk factors. We're going to talk about them in this presentation as ergonomic. And those are different from slip, trip, and fall claims. So some musculoskeletal diagnoses are caused by slips, trips, or falls. So the ergonomic claims are only ones that are caused by, for example, overexertion or repetitive motion. And then the slips, trips, and falls include both a slip or trip without a fall and a fall from a height or at the same level. And then for the purpose of this study, we have all other causes lumped in one category called other. So as I said earlier, BWC covers about 2/3 of all Ohio employees for workers' compensation. And I'm focusing on the single location private employer BWC insured data, which really focuses on the small businesses in Ohio. About 80% of private industry claims in Ohio during this 10-year time period were from these single location employers. So we also use the prevention index developed by Washington State. Thank you. So the way we did that, we pooled the data from a 5-year time period, 2006 to 2010, and then ranked the North sectors by both claim frequency and claim rate, and then you take the average of those two to get a prevention index. So it's a way of balancing the rate, like industries that have really high rates but not very many employees, to kind of target your prevention efforts. All right, let's get into some overall results. So this talk is mostly just focused on causation, but to put that into context, I just wanted to show you everything. So this is I know it's a busy chart. It shows you from 2001 to 2010, and then it breaks it down by lost. There's a bar for lost time injuries only, which in Ohio means more than 7 days of lost work, which is a little different than a lot of states. And then the larger bar is lost time in medical only cases. So for the rest of this presentation, I'm focusing on just the lost time cases. Most of you might be familiar with NORA sectors. So the National Occupational Research Agenda is primarily organized by these 10 industry sectors, which are determined based on the NAICS codes. All of this is on the NIOSH website. I just want to point out a subtlety here, because some of so the public safety sector is defined at the five-digit level, but falls under the healthcare and the services. So just keep that in mind. So it's a very small sector in this set. All right. So when you look at the summary of claims by causation type for the whole 10-year period combined, 35% of the time they were caused by ergonomic hazards for lost time claims, and 34% of slip, trips, and falls were 34% of the time slip, trips, and falls were responsible for lost time claims, and then the other hazards were responsible for 32%. So it's about two-thirds of the lost time claims covered by slip, trip, falls, or ergonomic hazards. And the total claim percentages were different, so the ergonomic claims totally were 21%, slip, trip, falls were 22%, and 57% were in the other category. So this is the trend of the rate of lost time worker lost time rates over time. So this is the first of several charts that's going to look like this. So let me walk you through real quick. Along the x-axis are the calendar years 2001 through 2010, and along the y-axis is the rate of lost time workers comp claims per 100 estimated FTEs. So the interesting thing to me on this chart is the way the patterns shift in 2007. And this is overall for, regardless of causation, this is how trends are looking over time. So you notice both in the last chart and this chart, things are generally going down, which is great, like good news, yay. But if you look here, you can see that we still have some issues when you look at particular industries that still need interventions. And I want to point out also, so in Ohio, the oil and gas sector, the mining sector, public safety sector, and the agriculture, forestry, and fishing sector combined account for 1.3% of the FTEs in this population. So those rates tend to be a bit more unstable, but it's important to include them, and you'll see why. So to see the patterns a little more clearly for the last 5 years of this data, I just showed you 2006 through 2010. And for all the charts that are by NORA sector, the legend is in descending order by the rate of claims in 2010. So you could quickly look at that list to see who's at the top and who's at the bottom. Okay, now we're going to talk about results for ergonomic claims. And I'm going to remind you that the CoSE definition follows the BLS 2011 CoSE definition. So in our database, operationally speaking, that means that ergonomic claims had to meet two specific criteria. So first of all, the claim had to be caused by an ergonomic hazard at work, as stated in the claims narrative. And then secondly, when looking at the optimal return to work diagnosis, which I'll explain in a second, each claim had to be musculoskeletal by nature. So B2BC uses a proprietary algorithm to assign one particular diagnosis code as the optimal return to work code, which they defined as the one that will most likely keep the injured worker off of work for the longest period of disability. And this demonstrates why we feel it's so important to look at causation in this way. Let me orient you to this table. First of all the rows in this table are the top 10 most common ergonomic nature of injury categories in our database in descending order. And the first column shows you the complete lost time claim count for those different injuries. The second column is the percent of lost time claims. And then in the far right, we have proportions of each row by causation. So you can see 66% of back sprains in the B2BC data were caused by ergonomic hazards, 22% by slip, trips, and falls. Whereas if you look at sprains of lower extremity, only 14% were caused by ergonomic hazards, and 79% were caused by slip, trips, and falls. So that's why we feel it's really important to have this distinction. So here's one example of how including these tiny, tiny sectors can really have a lot of impact. So you can see here, it's hard to see any of what's going on in any of the other sectors on this chart because the public safety trend is so much higher. So it's twice as high as the next highest sector, transportation, and 6 to 8 times higher than the services sector, which is the lowest. and that's across all 10 years. So I'm going to show you this chart without the public safety in it, and we'll talk more about them later, just so you can see what it looks like here. So other than oil and gas and public safety, the ergonomic claim rates went down more than the overall average claim rates for all other sectors. So I forgot to mention, when we were looking at the trends over time for all sectors, overall they're going down 8.2% over this time period, but the ergonomic claims went down 10.5%. And in general, when you look across time, the rank order of the ergonomic lost time claim rates across the sectors changed somewhat during this time span, but the top four sectors in 2001 were still in the top four in 2010. So here are the prevention index results for the ergonomic injuries by NORA sector for the 2006 to 2010 time period. Each of these tables is going to be sorted in ascending order by PI rank. So manufacturing, healthcare and social assistance, and public safety are the top three. And notice that there's only 23,000 claims, workers in this public safety that are privately owned, yet they still rank as a prevention index of three because the rate is just so high. And then we can dig in deeper by looking at more detailed NAICS codes. I don't have time to go to the level that Mark did, but I really wish I could. So you're going to notice in the results for all three causations that 4841 general freight trucking and 4842 specialized freight trucking appear in the top 10 prevention index. And the thing to note that I want you to notice here is that even though when we look at the sector level, there's certain sectors that really speak to us. When you look at it at a four-digit level, for example, on here, there's five different NORA sectors represented. So two of these are from healthcare, three from manufacturing, one from public safety, which is ambulance services, three from transportation, warehousing, utilities, and one for wholesale retail trade. Ooh, I'm late. Okay, so here's slip, trip, and fall claims during the same time period. Whoops. So you can see they're still going down, but the downward trend isn't as dramatic as it was for ergonomic claims, though. It's a 6-point-something%. We'll get to that in a second. And the highest rates were for transportation, warehousing, utilities, public safety, and mining. Again, the rank order of the sectors over time is fairly stable, except for those really small categories. And when you look at the prevention index rating for lost time, slip, trip, falls, it's construction, transportation, and healthcare are the top three here. And then when you look at the four-digit NAICS, again, five different NORA sectors are here, and those two trucking sectors are there. And for lost time other claims, here's the trend over time. You can see here I've deleted some of those really small and stable rates so you can see what it looks like. So there's about an 8% decrease over time in this causation. And when you look at the private prevention index, it's manufacturing, transportation, construction are top three, seeing some trends here. And again, when you look at the four-digit level, there's kind of four or five, depending on how you count different sectors. Four of them are in manufacturing, two in transportation, two in wholesale retail trade, and one in services. We're doing work on employment services. Here's a summary of the data by causation. These are percent decreases over time. So the top row in blue is the overall for the category, and then each additional row is what the decrease was in that causation for that particular sector and time period. So those ambulance services drivers that are driving up the public safety rates for ergonomics, we're doing a separate in-depth analysis of that. Even more detailed than what Mark showed you for the transportation. So this kind of data was really useful in bringing that to light. So if you kind of look at this all together, there's three sectors that show as the kind of highest priorities. So the orange ones are top 5 prevention index, and yellow ones are top 10 prevention index. So you see some patterns over time. And when you look at it at 4-digit level, there's also certain 4-digit NAICS codes that repeatedly show up in one or more cause. So we have a lot of limitations to this data, which we're willing to talk about, but there's only 5 minutes. So unfortunately, we only have data through 2010 here, except for counts. We haven't done the rates for 2011 yet. So it's not real-time data, but we think the trends are still relevant because when you look over that 10-year period, there's kind of a lot of stability in the orders there. And then these are mostly for very small businesses in Ohio, so it might not be representative of like the really big employers. And this analysis only has 3 causation categories. We're doing a more detailed causation to the 2-digit event exposure level by the BLS Occupational Injury and Illness Classification System coding. So that'll be upcoming. And so you can see that although the rates are going down over time, risk really does vary by industry and causation. As I said, the 2011 data will be available soon, but we usually let workers' comp data like mature for 2 years before we do any analysis on it. Although I know at the local level you're able to get data more quickly and look for patterns, it might be harder to do rates. So this can be used to target more in-depth analyses and interventions, which we're already starting to do. So we are doing that ambulance services data, temporary agency claims data, and we've created a data warehouse for NIOSH researchers to do their own research for various topic areas, and we're really using this surveillance data to drive our choices for ergonomic studies in the future. Thank you. I put my contact information here because it's completely wrong in that handout yesterday. So just yes?
Well, I'm always trying to figure out what this downward trend means mm-hmm. and all the data sets where we see it. So workers' compensation data is subject to social, political, and economic factors that determine, you know, that are either barriers or promoters to mm-hmm. applying. And if you look at, like, hospitalization data, so the most traumatic injuries, and especially in certain groups, those are not going down. If mm-hmm. you look at BLS, it tells you that there is a secular trend that is mm-hmm. downward, mm-hmm. but that also is about reporting. Mm-hmm. And so when I look at the comp data, and Tish pointed out that Hester Lipscomb's, you know, research shows comp claims going down for the carpenters, unionized carpenters, mm-hmm. but their health care costs going up for musculoskeletal mm-hmm. injuries.
Yeah.
So there is probably some cost shifting from workers' compensation to general mm-hmm. health insurance. So when I look at work comp data, it makes me want to say that this is really a qualitative analysis. You know, we love workers' compensation data mm-hmm. because it's rich in telling us about industry and occupation, and we can read narratives, and it tells us something about causation mm-hmm. potentially.
Right, they're little stories.
But that's really qualitative information, and when I see all these rates and trends and mm-hmm. all of this, it makes me kind of nervous because I feel that the states, mm-hmm. you know, march around, you know, our governors who want to kill workers' compensation march around saying that this, mm-hmm. this is becoming less and less of a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when we do this kind of work and we're all over the rates and the trends, we're kind of feeding that bad approach. So I'm wondering if you guys talk about that at CWC.
Yeah, CWC. Yeah.
And what other people think about this stuff.
So I'm supposed to repeat the questions before I respond to them. But with a 5-minute question, that's challenging. So what I think I heard her, you say is that although you've seen evidence that trends are going down over time for workers' compensation data, when you look at hospitalization data and some other data sources, that you don't see the same pattern. And you mentioned costs as well, which we don't have in this analysis, but BWC's own analysis showed that even though the claims rates are going down over time, the costs for certain types of injuries are going up over time. So at the individual claim level, so the, you know, healthcare costs are going up. And it's just a really, it's a really complex, like workers' compensation data is really complex and it has a lot of limitations. But I think it's a mistake to dismiss those limitations in the data and the powerful work that it can do from a prevention perspective because of them. So I think as long as we're, you know, transparent and clear and honest about what this does, what this can say and what it can't say, I think we can harness this information for good. So,
yeah. I'll just to add to that.
Okay. Sorry. Maybe you can use the microphone. I don't know, because this is being recorded. So if you use the microphone, it'll get recorded too. Presumably. Sorry. No, we can't have a fall.
Okay. Just to add to what Linda said, mm-hmm. we're uncovering a lot of underreporting issues, mm-hmm. and some of that is done through data leakage. And mm-hmm. I wonder if you guys or you know the center is thinking mm-hmm. about doing any linkage with other data sources.
Right.
For example, we find, you know, mm-hmm. In our hospital discharge data, we did some poison, looking at poison center data.
Mm-hmm.
When we looked at the cases that were called in by mm-hmm. Healthcare providers, we knew for a fact that it was a work-related exposure. Mm-hmm. It didn't end up as workers' comp as payer.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder, is that like the next iteration for you guys? Plus, I don't know if you can talk about the little blip increase starting in 2009.
Well,
what was that all about?
We think it's about the recession and the recovery.
Okay.
Which kind of speaks to what you're saying. So if people are afraid, and we don't know, no one really knows, but everyone's seeing the same blip.
Okay.
And that seems to be one of the explanations.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. Oh, are you going to answer a question for me, Dave?
Oh,
okay. That would be great.
That's a good question, actually. So I just want to comment on just Linda's question, and I think we can get into this discussion and spend a lot of time on it.
Yes, we could.
But I want to sort of look at what you did and mm-hmm. sort of say, okay, there's some really meaningful results in this, right? More or less, one out of every five claims or one out of every six claims was mm-hmm. a back injury claim,
mm-hmm.
right? What are we doing as a public health group to sort of address that, okay? That's the first thing. Just want to say, there's a whole big policy discussion on that too, right?
Right.
So the next thing is this trend downward,
mm-hmm.
okay, I think it deserves a more lengthy discussion about what employers are doing to actually avoid lost time claims and how that factors into sort of the data. So the data limitation in some ways is that it's a 7-day lost time trend, which
yes.
is a public policy discussion that
right.
hasn't happened in Ohio.
Yeah, and that's like comparing it to
state
other states is hard.
Days, and then the access to the completeness of the data.
Mm-hmm.
The downward trends, you know, if you sort of talk to a lot of folks, right, there's sort mm-hmm. of trends in other data. Now, Gene Sears has done some wonderful work with Washington State data looking at hospitalization. Gene is probably here and can comment on that more than I. You know, and that time period probably needs to be expanded and sort of looked at.
Mm-hmm.
Workers' comp is prone to other things, right? Data development over time,
mm-hmm.
right? So when you look at sort of data at a certain point in time, and I don't know when you pulled your data out of the workers' comp system,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, if you pull it too close to the sort of end period
mm-hmm.
of your analysis, that sort of sometimes is that later years is
yeah.
sort of suppressed, sort of some methods issues that go into it. But
that's,
I do think that's
why
a big,
our data
broad
is so
policy
old.
Discussion or sort of mm-hmm. discussion that we need to have.
Mm-hmm.
Ken, I'm sure, is here. I'm not. I think sometimes
yeah.
workers' comp data is easier to use,
mm-hmm.
accessible. Sometimes you could find
mm-hmm.
very interesting cases within it.
Yeah, the
it's,
narratives are so powerful.
Right. So, you know, it provides a certain
mm-hmm.
a lot more information than other data sets. So.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Dave. So, pretty much every month or so, the Center for Workers' Compensation Studies has a webinar on a topic, and maybe we could talk about creating a webinar on this topic and having a discussion on it. I think I'm out of time, though.
You're out of time.
Be glad to talk to you later. Just find me.